Online Podcast 172. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is John. I'm the gorgeous chunky whore. I have a guest today. We started this show several times because every time it seems the phone is ringing. I'm not gonna listen to this. Can you imagine this? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I've been interrupted like 10,000 times already, and I'm gonna keep going, regardless of what's going on. And so I have a guest. For those of you who are actively participating on the comment side, well, on the comment area of my website online podcast, you'd know that Steve is an active member of the active commenter. And so today we've talked about doing this for a while, and finally we found a time. And he even prepped himself by stuffing his pie hole with some Chinese. And he also ordered Chinese food. So welcome, Steve.
Hi, John.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fat, but I'm good. What's new? You know, I discovered like problem zones yesterday, and I'm feeling very fat today. But anyway, where are you in England?
I'm actually in Wales, which isn't in England at all. Oh. It's a different country.
Oh, I did not know that.
Didn't you?
No, I yeah. did not. Yeah. Oh, you're it's in only... Swansea. Swansea.
Mm. Yeah, thanks. Do you want to give everyone my address?
Oh, shit! Should I not say that? Should I not say that?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's a big place.
Okay. I don't need to edit it out or anything. Like Madge. Like Madge. Oh, I have to edit that out, but she never
oh,
does.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I haven't touched with you that one. Yeah. She starts reading out someone's phone number.
Okay, so you're in the Duxy. How about that? You're in Duxy. And you're in Wales. I did not know that.
Mm.
So how old are you?
Oh, what a question to ask a lady. I'm 31.
You're 31. Now, can you teach me how to speak British? How to sound British?
I can try.
Yeah, go ahead and teach me.
Say something.
Something. Okay. In fact, I talk about this on my show too. I learned the Queen's English, but taught by Malaysians, so it's been butchered. So I, you know. So what should I say? Blocks?
You should say. Let me see.
How do you
Don't
say
forget
whore?
To smile. Whore.
Whore. Whore. What whore. The whore? You're such a bore. Oh goodness. Don't forget to smile.
Don't forget to smile. That's nice.
Don't forget to smile. I thought I always said that too.
That sounds good, but it isn't even that different, is it?
Yeah, it's
not.
I mean,
I can say it enthusiastically if you want.
Yeah. It's the A sound and the R and, certain pronunciation. And, you know, I find American pronunciation a little bit lazy. They don't enunciate every single consonant that they have, and they swallow consonants, and that's why we're fat. You know?
The A thing is quite funny. The Texas and taxes, because, I mean, when I say it, it's not... I know you have a problem with that.
Oh, okay, yeah, I still do.
Texas. Taxes.
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 Oh, fuck! Jeez. Oh,
what have you broken now?
Soy Candles by Phoebes. I just have to
What a great place for a plug.
I know, I just knock on the box, and that's why I turn over and say, oh, Soy Candles by Phoebes. And I just want to thank, Mike Kip again, for sending me those candles. In fact, I should light the candle right now. No, I cannot, because the room is completely plugged. And if I light the candle, I'll die of suffocation. I'll burn off all my whatchamacallit, the old thing, oxygen. And let's get back to our guest. So tell us a little bit about yourself as related to my show, like how you found the show and all that.
Okay. Well, I found your show through Eat This Hot Show.
Uh-huh. Eat That.
And I think it was the first one I listened to, because I'd started listening to Easter Radio a little bit before that. I think Madge Weinstein, she's a lesbian, in case anyone doesn't know.
She's so big, everybody can see her.
Yeah, she's a huge lesbian on the internet. Anyway, she is on that show with Regan Fox and Wanda Wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they just posted their show after like 10 months. No, like 4 or 6 weeks or something.
I know. I've given up on it.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, really? Anyway.
And you heard me on the show.
So the first one I listened to was you. It was called Ong A Dong or something like that, I think.
Ong A Dong, that's right.
Ong A Dong. And did you get your Miss Penang name then?
Or no, not that, that, not yet. In fact, Miss Penang was given to me when I was in North Carolina, when I met Madge and we went out for dinner, and that's when my nickname started, Miss Penang. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was really
funny. Well, not my,
show,
this, excuse me, not my nickname, my title.
Your title. Yeah, well, that was a really funny show and I really enjoyed it. So.
Oh, good, I thought it was a bore. I thought it was a ball.
No. But then I was, I'm not going to say anything else. I always think that when I hear myself talk, but then I get told I'm boring.
It's okay. Nobody listens to my show. Reagan doesn't listen to the show. Wanda doesn't listen to the show. Madge doesn't listen to the show. So you can say anything bad about those three whores.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't say anything bad about the other two. But,
why
but
don't
Madge,
you?
I think I've said it to her.
Oh, yeah, we have to monitor to see if she's doing her show tonight as well.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so, though, because yeah, it would be like, yeah, it's like 10 to 2 in Germany now, so she can't be doing that.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's how you found out about me, and what made you wanted to... did you come directly from Eat This Hot Show and say, oh, Ong A Dong, I'm going to have to go subscribe, or what?
Oh, I did, yeah. I went straight to... OngAdongPodcast.com.
Yeah.
And
somebody buy me that. Go to GoDaddy, even though they don't sponsor me. Go to GoDaddy or something and use like Madge One or whatever to get the discount code. Whatever. Anyway, I'm not related to Pod Show at all. In fact, And so.
I'm not saying anything on that either.
Really. Yeah. So you came right over to online podcast. I guess at that time, yeah. So that
would have been about January, then. I think.
Ah.
So it is a while back, really, isn't it? Was January or February or something like that?
January. So I've already celebrated my 1 year anniversary. In fact, this is how much I'm keeping track, how much attention I'm paying on time, and you know, being the first gay podcaster and all that, you know, those titles that people give me. And I this is how much attention I'm paying to my shows. I forgot my first anniversary. And I was counting now, not because I'm not paying attention to that, I just haven't been paying attention to the time. I was just looking at the shows. It was so close to show 100. I thought I'll do something for show 100 without realizing on 90 something it was actually my first year anniversary. Somebody else pointed that out to me. I think it could have been Rob from Podcast 401 pointed that out. I was like, ooh, I didn't even think of that. So you've been here for a while.
I have, yeah, and I've enjoyed every show pretty much, I think.
Okay, it's really nice. In fact, several shows ago, maybe one show ago, Sexy One Song Stallion, which is last week's show. Give me more compliments, please. I've got like 7 compliments now. Please give me more. No, I'm kidding. Please stop doing that. And
oh yeah, you said it like you really couldn't take any more, you know.
Oh God. No. What is the connection? I know people who listen to a certain podcast. Me, for instance, I listen to somebody, like I was just listening to Orange in a Pot, another plug, bing bing, for Oliver in Boogie Bugio City. Shit, I shouldn't have said that. In the Philippines. And he was, you know, he connects. I can connect to his show. So what is the connection for you to my show?
For me, I think it's... I like it when shows are...
messy.
They're kind of personal. Sorry?
Messy.
Helps, yeah, kind of loose. Oh, what?
Loose?
Loose.
Messy.
Yeah.
Loose. You know, if you're loose, you can be messy.
Yeah. yeah, and of course, I used to be a closet rice queen. I'm not anymore. I've been outed.
So you were a closet rice queen?
I probably was. Yeah, I don't think I really told anyone about my secret rice fantasies. For a number of years.
Okay, I'm gonna correct myself. It's Baguio City. Something like
that. Is that the place you didn't want to say?
Yes, I think it's how you pronounce it. But anyway,
so you pronounced it right, you can say you're going to edit it out.
Baguio City. Baguio. And anyway, he's posted, Oliver, that is, the Binoylicious Oliver, has posted his second episode. So for those of you who checked out his podcast, after the first episode, his second episode is out. I was listening to it. It's very interesting, very Binoy. It's about one of the several things that he talked about today was he talked about gay superheroes as well. So anyway, I distracted people besides distracting myself. So, okay, I'm sorry, you were saying, I don't even know what you were saying.
Neither do I.
Oh yeah, your rice queeniness.
Ah! So, fresh out the closet. Yeah, but that probably didn't have anything to do with it. I just thought you were funny on the Eat This Shot show. I thought you sounded like you could do a good show yourself, one that was sort of, and so when I listened, it was everything I wanted it to be, which is, it was kind of personal, you're mad, that really helps.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on all these interesting topics as well, so it makes you think, so I like that sort of stuff.
Oh, good, good. And I hope I'm still doing that.
And you go, yeah. And you're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
You know, that's why I put you on 172, because 171, I fished for that. No, I fished for that. And no, I did not. Gosh, it was so... Never mind, let's forget it. And, you know, that's partly why I don't have that, because I don't like to hear it. You know what I mean? I mean, I like to hear it, but I don't.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, but I... Yeah.
I like
that's
to...
That's just because you don't... Love yourself.
Oh, not is that love why? Yourself,
but you know, you're not.
It's like
probably.
Oh, yeah, it's like you know what I mean.
You don't stare in the mirror for hours.
In fact, I think the one person that can connect really well with me in that particular instance is Archer from Archer Radio, archerradio.com. Because he left me a message. If you want to know about it, come back and listen to next Monday's show. I'll be talking about that on Monday. So I'm glad you came over. Now, I have already seen your name somewhere else, or maybe you've already commented a few times on the website before I actually talk to you every single day almost. So we became friends. And I thought that, you know, now that we're friends, I'm going to ask him all this personal juicy stuff, right?
Well, you know what to ask now, don't you?
Well, this is Breaking of the Ice episode, and we will probably get into the digging in that more definitely on the second episode, which is next Thursday, and you just have to come back for more of Delicious Steve, right?
Right.
From Swan Lake. Duck Sea.
Duck Sea.
I like Swan Lake better. I'll call you Swan Lake. And, and so, what other podcasts do you listen to?
Not many these days. I still listen to Eat This Art Show whenever it's posted, yes. You know, once a year. And Yeast Radio. I like the yeast. Because it's regular, you know. One thing you can say about Madge is she's very regular with her yeast.
Exactly. And she shits big, too.
She does.
She cracks the toilet with a poop.
It sounds horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably have a load of other podcasts that I listen to, but I don't really sort of listen to too regularly. Oh, there's probably, but you know, nothing funky enough to tell your listeners about.
Oh, no,
I do
no.
listen to podcasts.
No, I'm curious. I'm curious to know what other podcasts you listen to, the non-gay ones especially.
The non-gay ones. Well, one of them is the Telegraph podcast. That's a UK newspaper. I like that one because it's kind of nice.
Now tell us about it, yeah.
Well, it's a newspaper. It's a British newspaper.
It's
and
red.
Radio Daily podcast. And it's good. It's just good. They got someone in from the BBC to do it. But it's not too slick that it's, you know, it's friendly, it's warm. It's just somewhere where I get my news.
Now it sounds like the British are better in getting podcast content out as real podcast content rather than repackaging what they have, like ESPN and this junk. So is that one of those also? They actually started the podcast as a podcast rather than repackaging what they have?
Oh, absolutely. They've never done any radio or TV.
That's wonderful.
Before. They're just a newspaper. And so you get the people who've written the articles in today's paper talking about them, discussing them. And it's friendly and it's funny and it's quite good for... it's UK news. There's a bit of international news and some celebrity gossip in there as well. It's quite regular.
That's good. How long is the format? That's like, right. How long is the show?
It's about 30 minutes. But that's the other thing. I mean, some days it might go on for 45, and other days might just be 20 minutes or something as well. So they keep it nice and loose like that as well. They just put in what they want, and it was typically about. Yeah.
If you're regular and you feel loose, it would be good.
Yeah, I like loose.
So you, I tried this so hard. I know that you had Chinese food. You had Chinese before. No, shit, I just ruined my joke. I was gonna say I don't know if I actually talk about that because we started so many times that I forgot if I made the joke and whether or not it made into my recording about you ordered Chinese and then you also got Chinese food. But I forgot and I messed up my own damn joke and so never mind.
Did I have Chinese? You want to ask me, isn't it?
Yes. Was he behind you or in front of you? Oh, good gosh. In fact, I think somebody... Oh, I don't know if we can go into this or not. Do you want to talk to us? No, okay. Let's give a little bit of a quick teaser for everybody in case you want to come back on Thursday also is we will be talking about several things. We'll be talking about Steve's professional side and we'll be talking about Steve's personal side and we will pick up the bed sheet and peep into under the bed and see what's in there. And so we'll be talking about some stuff about, you know, sex. Well, you know, sexual stuff. Well, not sexual act, really, but homosexuality, bisexuality, and all those good stuff, rice queeniness. And so if we don't get to finish all this today, and I know that we won't be able to, you're going to have to come back on Thursday, next Thursday, which is, it will be what, one show 74, I believe, yeah. So come back on next Thursday for more of Steve. So now let's get back to your personal stuff, and I'll jump back and forth.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about or do you reveal your rice, your specific rice queeniness? Meaning, is there any Asian ethnic group specifically that you particularly like? Or if you want to talk about that. If you don't want, just say no.
I do. I just don't want to be offensive to anyone.
Oh, no, well, that's fine.
I suppose if you're telling someone that you quite fancy them, it's not offensive, is it?
Yeah, it's not. And I will ask very personal questions, and I'll ask whatever I want, and it's, you know, strictly, I have no preparation, Steve. I just, you know, turn on the microphone, and then as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking, I'd like to know more about you that you haven't told me yet. You have told me that I want other people to know.
Told you everything.
What about, is there any specific grain of rice that you like?
Yeah. I have a lot of Korean friends, so you know when you know a lot of people, they kind of and yes, I quite like the Koreans. But my original type of rice
yes
was Cantonese rice. I love the Hong Kong, and this is how it came about. I was into some Hong Kong movies, the arty sort of ones like Wong Kar-wai.
Wong Kar-wai.
How do you say?
In Cantonese, it's pronounced Wong Kar-wai.
Wong Kar-wai.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Go. Not perfect.
No, fuck you, Penang.
Well, I can't even speak proper Cantonese, because in Cantonese it's very different. The intonation, there are like seven different intonations, or possibly eight, I don't remember now. Tell me. There are different intonations intonations. And for Chinese Mandarin there are four. And in Cantonese, there's like seven or eight. So that's why it's very difficult for me as well. So don't feel bad about it. But it wasn't perfect, but it was good.
Okay,
so Wong Kar-wai, so you like Cantonese movies, artsy-fartsy movie.
I like artsy-fartsy movies. I like them especially. He has this thing of using all these hot actors and pop stars usually.
Do you have a specific favorite?
Tony
Leung?
Oh, he's great.
I used to have a crush on him.
He's getting on a bit now.
Oh, he's so... Yeah, go ahead.
He is getting on a bit now, isn't he? He's just... Or is it the movies he was in? He's so cute. Takeshi Kaneshiro.
Oh, Jesus, goodness gracious, he's hot.
I know.
He's actually Taiwanese. I mean, he's Japanese, but he's half Taiwan.
I thought he was half and half, yeah. See, half... Chinese, half Japanese.
But he looks... He's gorgeous, that guy.
Oh, he is, absolutely. And not that we could possibly go on, but I've heard that he might, you know, might...
Might be gay?
Yeah,
all the gorgeous guys from Hong Kong should be, even if they're not.
Oh, they really should be. And then there was Leslie Cheung, who died.
Oh, yeah, and he is gay. I do know that he is
gay. Yeah, he was out. So, he was another one that... I'm trying to think of the other one who was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, as well as another...
Chow Yun-fat. Oh, the young one.
No, the young one, the one in the desert. I can't think of it.
Yeah, in fact, let me reveal something. After we saw that movie, after we saw the movie, blah, 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 and went back to Malaysia, and I came back, and because of a whole... 72 hours of travel, I was a little bit scruffy, and I don't grow facial hair because I don't have much facial hair to grow to begin with. And so I left for maybe 2 months without shaving, and some people that I'm very close with, one person really enjoyed it. I just have to say that. But anyway, I digress. So I don't know his name. I don't know his
yeah,
name.
Yeah, I do now. I just looked it up. It's Chen Chang.
Oh, can you please send me... Can you tell me that Japanese guy's name again?
Takeshi Kaneshiro?
Takeshi Kaneshiro. Ra or Ro? Kaneshiro.
Ro.
Okay. Anyway, and what was the last guy's name?
Chen Chang.
How do you spell that?
Chen.
Mm-hmm.
Chang.
Okay, go Google it yourself. I'm not going to put it on show notes. I was going to, but now that you spell it, go Google it yourself. Just looking for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It's the guy with the little facial hair. Pathetic facial hair like mine, you know, that just like not going anywhere. So that, how old were you when that happened? When you were into all those movies? Like, when did you find out that you actually like Asian people? I mean, when did you find Asian men, well, right now, men attractive?
Yeah, right now, man. I think it was only a few years ago. I probably was about 25, 26, when somebody lent me one of these movies. I think I've always found them attractive, but I just never really thought much about it. And then when I started watching these movies and thinking... You know, where it's not just like one Asian guy in a movie, or you know, one or two in a single movie. Because I used to watch these, you know, the movies when I was younger as well. But hey, maybe that's it. Anyway, so
planted the rice early.
Yeah. I had a friend who was from Hong Kong when I was in school as well. His name was Tommy Lee.
Was he cute?
He was all right. He was all right. He's a bit tubby now, though.
What do you mean?
He's the size of a house.
Anyway, I look for Archer's recording too. Anyway. So yeah, you know what? Let's go into without any further ado. And I guess we'll talk about. While we're in this man mode, we will probably remain in this topic for a while.
Fair enough.
And then we will talk about professional stuff, and you have to stay tuned on that, especially if you're a podcaster, because it's interesting that what I'm going to ask him. But right now, we are going to talk about sexuality. Now, am I right that you are bisexual or omnisexual, like some of us, like Mark, Chef Marcus, omnisexual? I mean, omni meaning, you know...
Anything goes.
Yeah, not animal, but you know, human being, consenting adults. And what about you? Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, I am bisexual. It took me years to work out that I was bisexual, because you know, a lot of people think it's a bit of a cop out sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And yeah, and it's very unfair. You know, in the gay community, there is always the same judgment from the gay within the gay community that we so proudly talk about. We shouldn't be doing. Other people shouldn't be doing that to us, but then we do it within our own community, which is the GLBT community. You know what? This is gonna be okay. So go ahead and talk about that. When did you start thinking, so when you were growing up, were you ever thought of guys? Did you ever find guys attractive at all?
Yeah, I did. From, you know, I think I might always have. That's the funny thing. Now I think back on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember thinking, oh, but I'm not gay, you know?
Ah.
And sort of denying it to myself.
But at the same time, you were also finding girls attractive.
Yes, that's right. So then you've got this whole mix-up thing. You think, well, she's pretty. Oh, he's nice. You know?
Now, see...
Pretty. Oh, I like her brother, too.
You know what? Oh, my gosh, that's so
interesting. That happened once, actually.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. I like that girl. I can date her and have sex with her. Oh, my God, that's so awful. I can date her and screw her brother. Wow, that is awful. And so that must be really confusing for you. Now, how old was it? Because I don't quite remember how old I was before I actually find guys attractive. And I've never found girls attractive. I mean, I find them pretty, and I want to do their hair. I want to play with their hair, but I don't want to do anything sexual. But what is it for you, though? How was it like? Do you remember how old you were when you were, you know, starting to feel like you were attracted to both men and women or girls?
That took a while to really work out, because I think at first I was just a little bit confused about the men thing, and I didn't really acknowledge it myself, which is weird, isn't it? You're thinking it, but you're sort of saying, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
When it was probably then around about the time, my first sexual experience was a threesome.
Oh my goodness!
When I was
a male, female, male.
Yeah.
Oh, me, whatever. In it. Okay.
Yeah. My
okay.
Best
go ahead
friend.
And tell us about that. That's juicy.
Okay.
You don't have to describe the whole thing, but tell us what got
you
into it.
I really won't.
You can tell me that tomorrow on the...
Okay.
Well, we're chatting. But yeah, go ahead. How old were you and how did you get into it?
Sure. Okay. I was 16. And this happened between my friend and my girlfriend's best friend.
Ooh.
That was my girlfriend at the time.
So your girlfriend wasn't involved?
No.
Ooh.
She wasn't too happy when she found out about it.
I bet.
Because her best friend couldn't wait to tell her. Her best friend had always fancied me, but for some reason started kissing my best friend, and I was bored. And I sort of put my head in her lap, and while they were kissing, obviously if my head's on her lap, his trousers are right in front of me. Anyway, the rest sort of...
Now, so...
Because I'd always had a little crush on him as well.
So I guess by then you, I mean, you already know that you're attracted to men.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Now, was it always equal, the attraction? Or a lot of people, actually a lot of bisexual people said that it changes through time sometimes. Mm. You know, it's, you know, more, I'm attracted more to men right now, and then at other times attracted to more women. Is that true for you also?
Yes, absolutely. I sometimes wonder whether it's, you know, whichever one I'm not getting. But no, I don't think so. Having worked it out now, I mean, it's been long enough now that I can sort of see that it just does change from time to time. But I've sort of wondered whether that was... because I needed to sort of work it out and experiment before. I don't know. But I do feel more gay sometimes. I mean, at the moment, I'm going through quite a gay phase, I think. It's probably listening to all these gay podcasts and doing all these gay things and all these gay places.
Listen to me, which doesn't help.
No. It's so bad for my straight side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can get that from all your tech podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Which I don't listen to anymore. But I still tell them that I do.
So, yeah, it's very fascinating. In fact, I've always wanted to talk to an actual bisexual person because a lot of bisexual people... I personally think there are more bisexual people than we actually see out there because many of them may be married. If you were to go to... what is it? Craigslist, you'll probably find a lot of married men, which is really, it's their adult, but as long as it's safe, and I just find that to be maybe, I don't want to judge, like, very quickly, but I just think that might be a bit unfair to the wife, especially if you want to get married. I don't know. So that's a question for you, too.
Oh,
what do you think? Well, you personally, it doesn't have to be. There's no right answer. I think like I said, you know, I may feel not right about it, but at the same time, that person in that situation might be going through things that's different that I cannot comprehend. So I don't want to judge. So how many girlfriends have you had? Like stable ones.
Stable ones, I think it's actually... Oh, hold on. I had this worked out before, but now I've forgotten completely, right?
25?
No, it's more like 5 or 6, I think.
5 or 6. And the longest, how long?
So the longest would have been a couple of years. And, you know, I mean, the shortest would have been, I don't know, a few months, say, 6 months. Or,
okay.
Yeah, maybe less, I don't know. It's sometimes hard to say where the start line was.
When do you count those kind of stuff?
Yeah.
But then have you dated any men before?
Yeah, I have. It's been less intense on the men. I mean,
because
as far as the relationships go, yeah.
Okay.
But I've had to say how many men have I had is one thing compared to how many boyfriends I've properly had. It's more like 2 or 3, and I'm trying to remember whether the third counted.
And again, how long was the longest one?
The longest one there was about...
talking about body parts, by the way. period of time.
Damn, I missed that opportunity, didn't I? 8 inches. Yeah.
9.5.
Oh, no.
9.5 months? No. What? How long? How long was the longest?
In time, in duration.
Yes.
Yes. I'm just trying to work that one out as well, because it would have been, I think that was 3.5 years, actually. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's actually longer,
Yeah, it is, yeah. Although, that might have taken a break in the meantime.
Okay.
But... Yeah, it did actually. It did take maybe about 6 months off or a year off.
In between
In
the
between,
three. Okay.
yeah.
And then the shortest one? I mean, besides the one night?
It's my shortest one.
2 hours.
Apart from the one night. Yeah. 2 hours.
No, no.
No, don't go over.
No, that doesn't count.
I think the shortest. Let me see.
Like once
Oh,
that
they're
you.
battling it out for the shortest, I can tell you.
Like a month.
It's probably about
a few
month
weeks.
Or something.
Okay, about a month. Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I'm talking about like ones that you're a little bit more serious about. I'm not talking about the you know, the fling that you like to keep flinging. And
I like the flings though.
Yeah. Some you can fling higher.
Yes.
Some is just a tiny little circle. Oy vey. And so what fascinated me was that to some, well, I'm trying to think in Chinese gay head, which is full of food. You know what? At one point, I don't have to say this, but I'm going to because I'm usually kind of honest in the show. I was feeling that I was gonna shit. No, I should put it politely. I felt like I was going to the bathroom, like maybe about 10 minutes ago. No, about 8 minutes ago. And I was going to ask you to stop, and then I'm going to the bathroom, I'll come back. But then it got interesting, and I forgot about it, which is good. Now, you can never expect anything out of online podcasts, because there's always something new.
Oh, it's a classy production.
It's a loosey production. It feels like it's going to be a loose one too, by the way. Anyway, what fascinated me was, you know, I just cannot believe or cannot comprehend or even picture how it feels like to be attracted by both genders and being able to stay focused on anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah. You know, it really does take a lot to figure it out as well, I thought. I mean, I had to go one way, then the other. If anyone is going through this right now and they're wondering whether they are one or the other, then you probably are both.
Okay. Now, as long as it's not a cop-out, because there are...
Absolutely.
If it is a cop-out, I think most of the time you can tell. I mean, you tell people that you're bisexual, but internally you know whether or not you are more attracted to men than women, or just men, or just women. So I think as long as you're being honest to yourself, you should be able to know.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it was I had to acknowledge it to myself for starters. I had to work it out myself, and you know, that I was that, because it's like every time I thought, oh, I'm straight, and people wouldn't, I wouldn't feel right with myself, and then I'd think, oh, I'm gay, but then I wouldn't feel right about that either. It just didn't sit right, and it would push me the other direction until I sort of met in the middle and realized, no, I'm both, I can be both.
Yeah. That's well, and again, another thing that is, we're human beings, so we like to group things, we like to label things, and so sometimes... I think my discovering my own homosexuality sort of taught me not to be judgmental, and that's partially why I, even if I catch myself doing it, I would stop and rethink and say, you know, maybe things are not as black and white as I want, or I'm used to it. So, you know, it's just whatever is, as long as not trying to be another person, as long as not trying to be somebody else. That's good enough. So it. How was your background? How was your upbringing? Your family? Was it? Were there any influence or any effect on you growing up as a child who is, you know, bisexual today? What kind of family upbringing are you from? Whether or not the family affected you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't have a very nice upbringing, actually, because my father was a violent man. He wasn't a very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
And My parents didn't get divorced until I was about 15. Okay. So I grew up with feeling very insecure and very very low a lot of the time too. And it's just when I hit puberty or whatever, I started to rebel against that and find my own feet. And I think that sort of thing actually brought the marriage to an end, because they could see that I was going wild with all this. I was fighting back against it anyway. So I don't know whether that's got anything to do with it, because I've got two younger brothers mm-hmm. as well.
Are you the eldest? And
I'm the eldest, yeah. So, and they don't, I mean, my youngest brother, he's still quite introverted, but my middle brother, he's straight, he's got a girlfriend, and he's very straight as well. He's much straighter than me, you can tell he's straight, you know what I mean?
I don't know, I haven't seen it. I mean him.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen them either. Anyway, I haven't seen any of those, which I don't intend to. but if you do send me, I'll take it. And I don't even know if people are following. Anyway, so he's very straight. And how old is your younger? The older younger brother.
The older younger brother is 28.
And then the
youngest?
So I'm 31,
he's 28. And then the youngest one is, I've got to work it out from the years that were born. It's terrible, isn't it? 24.
Okay, so fairly young.
Yeah. There is quite a big gap, actually, between us. And I mean, as a result, I don't really talk to him much.
How's the relationship between the brothers? Are you closer to the older younger brother?
Yeah, I'm closer to the middle one, and like my youngest brother's like a bridge between the two of us anyway. You know, so I'm closest to him. Yeah.
And are you still in touch with your father?
No, I haven't spoken to him for about 12 or 13 years.
Oh. And do you have any intention to talk to him at this point? You never know what's going to happen.
Not at this point. Okay. I did try after the divorce, but he was just trying to take advantage of me being there in ways that are too complicated to explain, but you know.
I see.
He was just... And I think I tried again. Maybe it isn't that long. Maybe I did try a little later again, and it was like nothing had changed, and I just dropped it. I felt bad. It felt bad to my mother as well to do that in a way, because... really treated her terribly, and he was continuing to treat her terribly and not help out by, you know, well, my brothers were much younger then, and he wasn't paying any money and all this sort of stuff, so he was supposed to be and all this sort of thing.
And how's your relationship with your mother?
Oh, that's great, yeah, most of the time.
Well, just like most people.
yeah. She tends to... I mean, she knows I can take it, I suppose. We tend to have the arguments, you know.
Well, that's
but it's good. It's good. It's just, you know, when some people need to blow off steam sometimes.
Yeah. And as long as you know the other person.
Yes, that's right.
And if the person is worthwhile, you would take it as it is.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting. In fact, you know, talking about that family is actually getting me more questions than... the threesome that we talked about earlier. In fact,
you should just go for it.
Exactly. I am going to stop the show and go to the bathroom. And then we will come back next week and talk more to our lovely Steve again. And I'm ending the show, and you know how it usually is. I am ending the show 10,000 times. So if you have any comments, please go to onlinepodcast.com. Oh, what is your website that you want people to know?
Oh, take a look at reinventedsoftware.com.
Reinventedsoftware.com. We haven't talked about the professional site yet, which I will be doing that on next week's recording on Thursday. So definitely come back for more on that, because... it's brilliant, and also I want to so go to reinventedsoftware.com and go to onlinepodcast.com to make some comments, and call me 206-888-JOHN or leave me my Ching Chong on my website, and I'll talk to you next week, and don't forget to smile. Bye.